how do you think people that haven't played the game yet are going to respond to it on the 3DS and the Wii U?
Well, I have no idea how they're going to respond, but I really hope that they will like it, because for me, it's really a game that is that could be not a Nintendo game, but fits completely the Nintendo spirit. It's colorful. It's not violent, but there is a mix of action and strategy. It's deep enough to be entertaining for many hours, and it's using the features of the console. Not that I thought about that when we created that. We thought about the iPhone, but now that we're using both the touch and the pad controls, and on the 3DS we added the 3D, and the fact that there were layers already in our game worked very well with the 3D and 3DS. So I think, yeah, players on Nintendo who liked games like Fire Emblem or even more action Nintendo games, they will really feel like it's a game for their systems.
For someone like myself, who's played, you know, every Squid's game and downloaded every update, why should I try the 3DS and Wii U versions?
Well, there are the new content, obviously. So we have a new chapter that is at the end of the game, so we're going to have to replay the first two games for sure. But you have a new chapter with everything that comes with the chapter, a new map, a new squid, new helmets, a new bit of story coming with that. And you also have something that we did especially for these fans, these players who already played the game. We added the pro mode that was in Squid's Wild West, enabled you to replay the missions, but they were different, with a different setup and other enemies.
Uh-huh.
So we added that for Squid's one campaign. So if you finish the game once, you can replay the game in a way more difficult setting for all the missions. So you have 35 missions from the first Squid that are done in the new pro mode, plus the 8 from the last chapter. So that's 40 new missions, actually.
Wow.